saving money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, including pouring a walkway, setting a post, or even installing stone veneer. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
If you are not willing to learn, no one can help you. If you are determined to learn, no one can stop you. Zig Ziglar. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. If you missed it, we just had an awesome interview with former Nebraska basketball coach Tim Miles. And Jake and I were actually chatting during the break. Man, it's not very often that an individual gets let go as a head coach and you never hear anything but positive things about them. And they're almost still kind of beloved. Tim Miles is kind of a unicorn when it comes to that. He's a guy who did really good things here as a basketball coach at the University of Nebraska. All right, he's elsewhere now, but he mentioned, like, he still comes back to Lincoln once a year. Got to get those teeth cleaned. His dentist is still in Lincoln. He comes back. I know for a fact I actually got connected to him through one of his actual golf buddies. That's how I got his number for this interview, or he connected us together. So he comes back to Nebraska. He comes back to Lincoln. In 9 years, to only have one negative interaction with a fan? Like, is that even reasonably reasonable? Oh, did I just go all Bob Diaco? It's a strain. Did you see the strain? I said reasonably reasonable. Didn't he say reasonably reasonable at some point, too? The strain is real.
Would not shock me.
Yeah. So anyways, as we're talking about how much one coach is beloved, that comes up randomly as well. It is what it is.
Not as beloved, I don't think.
All right. If you missed that interview, feel free to go back and check it out. Jake, we'll clip it and put it out as well. But welcome in to segment 2 of the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. Every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central Time. Grab your lunch. Come join us. What you're going to hear is Husker sports, college football, and sports in general. What you're going to get? You're going to get unique insight, unbridled honesty, and producer Jake and I are going to have a whole lot of fun in the process. This segment of the Adam Carriker Show is sponsored by our good friends at Mulberry Barbecue, now with 2 locations. At 11th and Cornhusker, and as of this month, now open at 61st. And Apple's Way, right off of Highway 2 by Lowe's. Both locations are open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Try their burn-in sandwich, a brisket burrito, barbecue nachos, a full slab of ribs, half-smoked chicken, and much, much more. Twice the locations, twice the deliciousness. Plus, incredible sides. Get fueled for lunch today or make dinner plans at Mulberry Barbecue, located at 11th and Cornhusker, and now also at 61st and Apple's Way, just off Highway 2. By Lowe's. All right. You want the good news or the bad news first, Jake? What do you want first?
I'll start with the good news.
Nebraska women's basketball. Nebraska women's basketball beats Oregon without Britt Prince, who was out for the game, 94-90. Basically shot the lights out. They started the game down 10-0. They were down 14 points at one point in the game. Found a way to come back, get the big win. Alexis Markowski had a great game, 35 points, 15 rebounds. I believe her 50th or 51st double-double of her career. Think about that. 50-plus double-doubles in her career. She was 6 of 9 from three-point land, 13 of 24 from the field. All right, and let me see here. I got a whole bunch of notes. We're going to go through this. You'll notice the notes on the men are a little bit shorter, but I'll get to that in a minute. So was the Husker Twitter timeline on their basketball feed, but we'll get to that in a minute. All right, Alexis Markowski erupted for a career-high 35 points and added a season-high 15 rebounds for her 50th career double-double to power Nebraska, 94-90 in overtime to win over Oregon on Wednesday night at Pinnacle Bank Arena with a victory. Nebraska improves to 18-9 overall, 9-7 in the Big Ten, while dropping Oregon to the identical records on the season. Markowski, a three-time All-Big Ten center and finalist for the Lisa Leslie Award, was spectacular from start to finish, hitting 13 to 24 shots against Oregon's, think about this, Jake, I'm 6'6", okay, 6'8" center. So me, but 2 inches taller and absurdly better at basketball. All right, Markowski tied her career high with 6 three-pointers, all right, while going 7 of 15 inside against the 6'8" center from Oregon as well. Did you have a chance to watch this game at all, Jake?
I just saw some of the highlights, but man, what a performance by Markowski and for Nebraska. Like you said, kind of equaling themselves with Oregon. This was their last chance at a big win before the Big Ten tournament starts. Still got to take care of Washington and Northwestern, but those teams are kind of lower in the standings. So this was big for positioning. Like you mentioned, the comeback, Nebraska had to go on to make this thing possible. And huge night for Markowski and the rest of the team. You know, that had, if we're honest, had, you know, kind of had a few losses, that games that didn't go their way in the last couple. Hopefully this can kind of get their momentum going again.
So I mentioned, what was it, Tuesday, Monday? I forget what it was. We were talking about the men's big win, but the women had a loss recently. And I kind of feel like anytime one of the basketball teams gets a couple wins in a row, everyone just wants to talk about them. And I wouldn't say they forget about the other one, but they forget about the other one. Like, the men had just come off a big comeback win over Northwestern. The women had lost. And all of a sudden, nobody really wanted to talk as much about the women. And I sat here and said, don't give up on them. The season is not over. They have shown they have the ability to make a run as well. So it's kind of one of those things that's like yo-yo. Like, hey, we're going to win. The other team's going to look not so great. The other team's going to win, and this team's not going to look not so great. At least there's a 50% chance one of them's going to be up on any particular night. So, all right, the Huskers, like I mentioned, they were down 10-0 to start the game, down 14 points at one point in the game. But Nebraska women's basketball shot 8 from 8 from three-point range in the fourth quarter and overtime to defeat the Ducks. That's pretty impressive. 8 of 8 from behind the arc in the second half. All right, Nebraska fell to that 14-point deficit with just under 2 minutes left in the third quarter before Markowski rallied Nebraska. The Huskers entered the fourth quarter trailing by 10 before a pair of free throws. All right, pulled it within single digits. All right, Markowski then buried back-to-back threes. The amount of threes that she made, I thought, was really impressive. And keep in mind, they did this without Britt Prince as well. Easily one of their five best players, probably two or three best players, even at her young age. All right, Markowski then buried back-to-back threes before getting a layup and a traditional three-point play, the and one, to score 11 straight for the Huskers to tie the game at 70 apiece with just under 6 minutes left. All right, she added 5 more points, including a game-tying three-pointer with 30 seconds left to send the game to overtime, tied at 81. Markowski scored 16 points in the fourth quarter alone on her way to 24 points after halftime. Do you know? Okay, LeBron has had 30 game-winning attempt shots since he became a Laker. Do you know how many of those he's made, Jake? Out of 30.
Let's go with 3.
One. Why are we having the GOAT? I mean, we're not having the GOAT conversation right now, but why is there a GOAT conversation? I've come across some other stats that as we get into NBA talk over time, like, there's no conversation or debate to be had. All right, Markowski showed up big time in the second half, 24 points in the second half, 16 in the fourth quarter, hitting big shots to tie the game, to take it into overtime. All right, it was a great team effort, to be clear. As well, Markowski then sank her 6th triple of the game to put the Huskers back in front before Kaylin Hake drained a pair of huge three-pointers. She played very well on the night as well on back-to-back possessions for Nebraska to give
the Huskers a 93-88 lead with 36 seconds left. All right, let's see here. Kaylin finished with a career high tying 17 points while also tying her career high with 7 assists. So she had a big night as well. And let's see here. In addition to the double figure scoring from Markowski, Hake, and Rimdahl, Logan Nisley pumped in 16 points on a career high 5 three-pointers while tying a career high with 7 rebounds. She also contributed 5 steals and 2 assists. When you're missing one of your 5 best players or one of your 2 or 3 best players, the team can be just fine. It's who's going to step up. Like, there's certain things that are going to be gone. It doesn't mean they have to be gone. It just means somebody else needs to fill the void, so to speak. Maybe not the best way to put it, but somebody's got to step up. And you hear a lot of career highs in points, career highs in rebounds, career highs in assists, career tying highs. Other people stepped up. And it's really what the women's basketball team has done more often than not since the injury to Natalie Potts, who would have been one of their best players. And I think it took them a while to kind of adjust, to figure out how that was going to look after Natalie got hurt. By the way, of course, prayers, thoughts, and continued speedy wishes on her speedy recovery.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
All right, but it took them a while to kind of get in a rhythm as a team, I felt, after that injury. And it's still been up and down. Still been up and down. Okay, same with the men. But they are in a much better spot as far as, hey, this is kind of this person's role. This is kind of this person's role. But if this person's out, here's a bunch of other people that can step up and they can do certain things as well if needed. Any other thoughts on any of this, Jake?
Oh, no, just what a great game altogether. I know it's going to be overlooked because Markowski, like you said, that 35 points that she put up, but her 15 rebounds helped lead Nebraska, and they ended up winning the rebounding battle, like you said, against an Oregon team that had some hype to it, 49-32. So that certainly helps out there. And Markowski, she's only made 17 threes on the year, and 6 of them were last night. Like you said, they went 8 for, it was a shooting explosion there for Nebraska. But so Markowski, everybody has to step up, like you said, but Markowski's particularly saying, okay, it's going to be on me tonight, where I'm going to have a big night if we win. Boy, did she have a big night.
Oh, yeah. Over a third of her season total in three-pointers was made in one night. 6 of the 17 were last night. And the reason Nebraska kind of fell behind, we were shooting well under 50% to start the game, 16 of 42 to start the game. Then you go 8 of 8 from beyond the arc in the fourth quarter in overtime. Talk about catching fire at the right time, right? Put a little button on this. The two teams combined for 27 made threes, including 15 of 29 by the Huskers, over 50. So they were well under 50% shooting just field goal percentage-wise, which is how they fell behind. Then they were over 50% three-point shooting-wise by the end of the game. All right. Let's see. The Ducks were 12 of 27 from beyond the arc. And let's see anything else here. Nebraska went 11 of 14 at the free throw line. That's a 79% free throw shooting percentage. The Ducks were 10 of 15. All right. The Huskers closed their regular season schedule by playing host to Washington on Sunday. Tip off between the Huskers and the Huskies on Senior Day at Pinnacle Bank Arena is set at 2 p.m. All right, Jake, how big is that game? How big is getting a win on Sunday? They've got to get at least one win. What do you think they have to do to get into the NCAA tournament versus Washington and then in the Big Ten tournament to close the year?
Yeah, I mean, it's nice to look at it and say, okay, well, here's 2 winnable games. But on the opposite side of that, they could hurt your resume a little bit if you drop them. So, it's kind of just take care of business. Hopefully, I think they feel pretty good about where they're at. If they win, even split this, again, wouldn't be ideal, but you want to, if you split that, maybe win a game in the Big Ten, I think you're pretty good. Honestly, as long as you don't lose out, I think they're pretty good. So we'll see what happens with them. But hopefully, again, because they came into this game losing four of their last five, the one win, of course, being over number 17 Maryland. But hopefully this can kind of get them going in the right direction, get a winning streak going before, you know, tournament time starts.
All right, let's talk about men's basketball. I went through their Twitter feed. It was very, very short last night. All right. Penn State was struggling. They had lost seven straight games. They were dead last in the Big Ten. Nebraska falls 89-72. The score is 50-27 at halftime. And all I could think was the whiteboard, the blackboard, and the entire locker room might be in danger at this half. Now, Fred Hoiberg said he's on blood thinner, so he's got to be careful. All right, Nebraska actually did come out. If you're looking for a positive, they outscored Penn State in the second half, 45-39. All right, but here's some of the notes. They're going to be a little bit more brief than the women's side. That's all right. It's an up-and-down type sport, up-and-down type season. Hopefully the Huskers can bounce back after last night's very frustrating loss. But Bryce Williams reached double figures for the 25th time in 27 games. That is just ridiculous. Finished with 17 points. His streak of 20-point games does end at 6. Williams is now 22 points away from 1,000 career points for his time in Nebraska. Andrew Morgan posted his 12th double-figure game this season with a season-high 19 points, including 17 in the second half. Morgan's previous season high is set at 17 at Maryland on January 19th. Connor Assisian finished with a team-high 20 points, his fourth 20-point game this season and 6 of his career. It marked the 25th double-figure effort by a Husker reserve this season. That's pretty good. I'd like to see more out of that from Connor Assisian. All right, Penn State became the fourth opponent to shoot over 50% against Nebraska this season. All right, I'll let you kind of, if you want to go more in depth on this, Jake. For me, sometimes, I mean, what's frustrating? Okay, Northwestern and Penn State are not great at basketball. Now, Northwestern's not an easy out. I discussed that the other day. But you look at their combined Big Ten records, and it's atrocious. I mean, it is just awful, and it is bad, and it is not good. And in the combined two games against those last two teams, we played really good for 15 minutes out of the combined two games. 15 minutes. That's well under 25%. We have got to be able to be a lot more, oh my God, a smidge to a gigantic more consistent than 15 total minutes played well out of two combined games versus two teams that are not great. Okay. So for me, I mean, I don't know what more you want out of Bryce Williams. He's third in the Big Ten in scoring. Nobody else on Nebraska's team is even close to the top 10. Juwan Gary, I believe he's averaging 13 points a game, and it's more than just points. But I look at a guy like Connor Assisian. We need more out of him. Like he's talked about, hey, this is what I do. I shoot. Well, we need more of that. I mean, if you're not going to bring more, we need more of that consistently. We can't have you at 8 points, 2 points, 20 points, like a little bit more consistency. But this is one of those games, maybe. You got two of them. I mean, you had the big comeback versus Northwestern. This is one of those games as a coach you can either, if you're really mad about the rest of the time over the last two games that didn't go well, you're going to hyper-focus on because we've got to get better and this is embarrassing, or it's so bad, maybe you go over it briefly and you move on and say, hey, we're not going to spend too much time on this mentally. I don't know what approach Fred is going to take. All right, I obviously probably won't know because I won't be at the practices. But for me, this next game is huge, which, by the way, is against Michigan. All right, it is huge for Nebraska men's basketball. All right, what are your thoughts there, Jake, before we head to break?
Yeah, it's almost one of those games you just want to throw away the tape. I mean, it was ugly. Like you said, I mean, the first half, it as bad as Nebraska has looked all year, I think this was the worst half they played. We keep saying that, so... You know, they've got to figure out something to get this team going on the road. Announced attendance was 7,000. I think maybe there was 1,000 or 2,000 people in the building, at least what it looked like. And so maybe there just wasn't a whole lot of energy there. And, you know, Penn State's record can be a little bit deceiving. Ace Baldwin Jr. is a heck of an all-around player. Yannick Konen-Niedenhauser, you could tell. I mean, he impacted that game a great deal. But all that said, you don't want to give Nebraska a pass. I say throw away the tape, but don't give them a pass. I mean, I don't want to pick out each individual and pick out them. But, you know, I think Sam Hoiberg maybe had his worst game that we've seen in quite some time. Raleigh Wooster is getting to a point where he probably shouldn't take threes. He averages two attempts per game in his career. And has historically, and his Pat, you know, he's like a 6-year player, has shot closer to 28%. He's now at 22%. That's kind of a big difference. I know neither of them's great, but man, it's getting to the point of like, I don't know if he's going to hit the rim. And I know he's better than that. It's kind of like you were saying, kind of with the season, is you got to get that shooting going. He's not as good of a shooter as the season, but you know, you can have your ups and downs in shooting. They've got to figure out some way to be able to bring the energy and get it going early on, because it's a consistent problem. If this was just happening once and it's like, okay, I don't know what happened. Maybe they flew, didn't eat something well, whatever it might be, but this is consistently happening for a veteran team. Mm-hmm. It just, and at this point of the season, it's tough to put a finger on. I know they're trying to figure out every which way that they can to do it. You know, Andrew Morgan and Hasishan did have good second half, good games. Hard to say if the competition was, you know, when you have a, what was it, 30-point lead, whatever it was, 23-25-point lead, if they're playing their best of defense. So, you know, good in minutes that don't matter, but they need to be good in the minutes that do.
We play to the level of our competition, which is both good and bad. The reason, because I kind of thrown away the tape, I kind of brought that up. The reason I wouldn't do it as a coach is because we've had 15 good minutes combined over the past two games. It wasn't just one atrocious game. It was the worst half of the entire season. Then we came back and won. That's awesome. On the road. A team that plays close games in Northwestern. Then we have our worst half and worst game of the entire season. So for me, I wouldn't throw away the tape. Like, this needs to be addressed, in my opinion. But somebody else might see it differently. All right, real quick before we head to break. Swimming and diving is at the Big Ten Championships today. So good luck to them. Softball taking on Baylor, taking on UCLA today in the Mary Nutter Collegiate Classic. Of course, none of this softball and baseball is being played in Lincoln right now, so thank God for that. All right, beach volleyball, bowling, track and field, men's gymnastics, women's tennis, and baseball all play on Friday. Women's gymnastics and a whole bunch of other sports that I've already mentioned, but they specifically are out on Saturday. Sunday, a lot of sports going on, as we know, but among them is women's golf, women's basketball, and wrestling, their final duel of the year versus Purdue on the Big Ten Network. Monday, men's basketball against Michigan, as we mentioned. All sorts of Husker sports for us Husker maniacs out there. All right, don't go anywhere. When we come back, a story that I've frankly been trying to talk about for 3 days. And even though the NBA slam dunk competition has passed, a lot of times you let things go if they become outdated. This is an inspirational story. A guy that I got the chance to know just a little bit, not a ton. I watched him do backflips from one end of the end zone to the other in full pads and helmet. And then a few short years later, he was winning 3 NBA slam dunk competitions. And I just found out he's been battling health issues pretty much his entire NBA career. He's been, after 11 years, he's been retired for a while now. But don't go anywhere. Got quite the story when we come back.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.